Welcome to the minisode, Erin.
Hi, Hilda. Thank you.
We covered a lot of important topics in the full episode, but one we didn't get to touch on was colic. And I think a lot of parents struggle with a colicky baby. Can you give us some ideas on how to approach it? Actually, one thing I saw in your book that I liked was the person who said to you, "I don't believe in colic." Let's start there. What did she mean by that statement?
Yes. So one of my friends, she just looked at me. She's like, "I don't believe in colic." And I remember I was like, we lived colic. Colic is real. But I just kind of stopped and let her talk because she's wise. And she's like, if the baby is screaming his head off, there's something wrong. Babies don't scream their heads off for no reason. And like, yes, that is it. And you might never find out what the reason your baby was screaming his head off for, but there's a reason they don't scream their heads off for no reason. Yeah. The next thing I would say is just like, that is so hard. Like, I've been there and it is heartbreaking. And you are at the end of your rope because you haven't, whatever, you just birthed this baby and then you haven't slept in however many weeks or months and you're breastfeeding and dealing with all those issues. And then this little tiny person who you love so much is screaming his head off all the time. So just like a few things that will, you know, kind of help almost no matter what, are baby wearing. Get a good baby carrier. You can join Baby Wearing International. They're in a lot of cities. There's also like, I love like the Ergo Babies, awesome. Moby Wraps, awesome. Boba Wraps, awesome. You know, something to like help your back and your arms a little bit, but hold that baby. That makes such a difference. Also the skin to skin, that touching is so soothing, both for you and baby, honestly. Going outside, like, yeah, naked in a garden, just like I said, is really helpful. Hopping in a bath, especially a magnesium bath. So the magnesium, first of all, it relaxes muscles. It relax your muscles, it'll relax baby's muscles, and also promote good sleep, which whether poor sleep is the cause of the colic or poor sleep is like an effect of the colic, the magnesium will help, right? So those are some things that could help, like, you know, no matter what the cause of the colic is.
Right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also look into tongue tie, because that can cause silent reflux or other digestive issues. So get a good, you know, a good lactation consultant or a good periodontist can help you assess for tongue tie, and you can consider addressing that. Also, an elimination diet. And they're so hard, and they're so hard when you're breastfeeding. I've done that 3 times. It is so hard at first, like that first week. And then assuming there was something in your diet that's upsetting the baby, it's gone, like it goes away. And so then, yes, you're doing this elimination diet, but you have a happy baby.
Yeah, it's worth the trade-off. I remember in your book, you talked about how you suddenly realized, oh, I'm having goat yogurt again, and it's negatively impacting the baby. So I need to lay off that for a while. You can go back to the goat yogurt down the line, but it was just a small sacrifice to help the baby manage.
Like, once you have that happy baby and you're looking at that happy baby, it totally feels worth it. Also cut the caffeine. If you think you can't live without it, just like 3 days without the caffeine and see what happens. You can always start again, right? But like, just try like 3 days without the caffeine and see if that can help. Because the baby does not process it as quickly as you do. So just give it up.
How many of your kids, Erin, had colic?
So Seamus was the only one who was like colicky, like as per the definition. Fiona hit 3 months and we had her tongue tie corrected because she couldn't nurse. And then she ended up with small intestine bacterial overgrowth, which caused all these gut symptoms. But it kind of wasn't, to me, it didn't even feel like colic, even though she kind of had those symptoms, because I kind of knew what was underlying it. But it was like taking care of a colicky baby. And then Maeve similarly did really well for 3 months until that smart meter went in. and then it was felt like colic for a long time. So kind of all three of them.
Well, this has been just great advice in terms of a nice baseline for where to get started. You're not going to necessarily know right off the bat what's going on. But I love what your friend said, like, colic isn't really a thing. It means the kid is crying for help and something's going on. And hopefully with some happy, healthy starts getting those baths and touching them and, you know, soothing them as best you can start to create a space where you have space to even explore what could be happening beneath the surface, right?
Yes. And also if you can get a moment to have to yourself, go get a massage, go for a walk, like that can do a lot to empower you as a mom to like be capable of taking care of that poor hurting baby.
100%. Well, Erin, thank you so much for the time, for this minisode, and for the full episode. We're grateful for you.
Thank you, Hilda.